So our last podcast we recorded, it was fucking funny. It was funny to me.
It was a lot of fun. I was so scared. I'm still really scared.
Yeah.
It's a process.
It's okay though. I think it was so funny.
Okay.
So we're recording our podcast in our closets on our phones while we call each other on our other phones. And we record, I send my recording to Georgia and she edits them. She sends it back to me and then I upload it. And we went through some shit to figure that shit out.
First of all, let's start with how long it even took us to get back in the closet. So right now, I have a 1-year-old that is crazy. He climbs all over me. He's loud. He needs all the attention. So putting him to sleep and then meeting each other in our own closets, it feels impossible because of the time difference. So it's like 11 o'clock over here. He's finally dead asleep. I can move, get out of bed, and I know he won't wake up. But if it's 11 over here, what time is it over there? One?
One.
Yeah, that's crazy. And your kids just started school, so.
Yeah, because 1 a.m. is like not shit to me, but it is when I have to wake up at 6:30 with the kids. And then one is like, oh,
You have to shut off,
yeah.
You have to go to sleep, and that takes time too.
Yeah, because I feel like I can't get ready for bed because then I'm gonna fall asleep, you know? So it's like, okay, Jacqueline.
I did that last time. I was like all ready, bathed, moisturized, had my water.
Yes.
And then after, I just laid in bed and I edited. Okay, so the first struggle, like obstacle, is meeting each other in the closet. Second struggle, okay, from the first podcast. Now editing is easier, but we went through so much. Can you reiterate?
We need to tell them what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we have this idea, like, okay, I have a podcast. And I don't really concentrate on that because I want to do this one instead. And I record on my iPhone, very careful, make sure it's a very quiet background. And it sounds more clear than a lot of people who like have a shitty $20 microphone. It would be better just to use your iPhone. And so I already have this idea where she could record on hers and then we would layer it. But we are photographers. We don't know how to edit audio. And so
Bitch, now we do.
I'm like, dude, yeah, now we do. I'm like, just download Audacity because that's free. Everyone uses.
Yeah, it's like a small, what did you call it? It's like small, it doesn't take a lot of space on your computer. A small file.
Yeah, it's like 2 kilobyte, kilobyte, kilomot, kill something, bitch, KM, bitch, okay? And it's like, but Georgia was born with Mercury retrograde, so she literally technology.
The audio wouldn't play. It worked once, but I had to have my headphones in. And then after that, it just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work for like days. I couldn't figure it out. I tried everything. We Googled it, followed lists. Like, we followed lists.
She was like,
We couldn't
yeah,
figure it
it was
out.
like 4 in the morning, and she was like 4 in the morning. Her time. Like, I would get it like at 5:55, 5:58, my time in the morning. So it's like almost 4 over there. And she's like, dude, I can't do it. I'm like, dude, why are you still awake? Like, she spent like hours the first couple nights trying to figure this shit out. And again, Mercury retrograde in her natal chart. She's not good at this shit. Not her fault. It's not her fault. It just can't. So I'm like, dude, let's just get Audition, Adobe Audition. So that's what we did. It's $20. If you just want to do a single app, which you do have to do because it's not, Audition is not a part of the photography plan.
So we have the photography plan. It's like $10 or something.
Yeah, so now we do Audition 20, and as soon as she downloaded it,
Honestly, it's worth it.
yeah.
It's worth all the $20 every single month for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Dude.
It's beautiful. You change the colors of the different audio tracks. You can name them. You can probably do that in Audition, minus the color changing features.
Bitch,
But
guess what?
what?
Oh my God, Georgia.
What? You weren't
Bitch,
recording. What?
I literally no, I am recording. Dude,
What?
I need to cancel my free trial for Audition on my computer.
Just send me your computer.
Bitch. No. Okay, something about me. Okay, Georgia's kind of like, she has bad luck with technology. I have bad luck with subscriptions, I will accidentally pay for something for 7 years. And I'm like, fuck, I got it for 7 years. So there's a lot of apps on my phone that I accidentally paid annual subscriptions to. And I don't want to accidentally pay for Audition. Because yeah, she, dude. We're splitting it, but it's on her computer. So I download a free trial because...
You have 7 days. How many days has it been?
I think it's been like 3 or 4. But I feel like it's been long enough to give me anxiety about it.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's been like a week and a half.
Oh, dude. No, it's not. No, it hasn't. I don't know.
But I'm not... Yeah, okay. Do you need to check ASAP?
Well, I feel like the weekend just went by and it's like Thursday. Oh, fuck. Bitch. I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I have Audition and on my computer is because she cannot, Georgia,
what?
She cannot figure out how to export the audio.
Oh, as yeah. We figured it out, and I couldn't figure out how to export it. But I did the first time. But I, like, you have to get another program to export it so it can decode the file name or whatever the fuck, and.
It's Media Encoder, Adobe Media Encoder.
Yeah, turns out you don't need that.
It's unnecessary.
Turns out not even Adobe knows how to do it. Just the person who works for customer service at Adobe.
Yeah, so she could not figure it out. She's like, dude, we need to pay $20 a month for Media Encoder. And I'm over here like...
So that's 40 together.
Yeah, there is, which I was like, that's what we got to pay. And then I was like thinking about it and I was like, dude, there... Okay, to me, Georgia's like... Okay, so for me, I'm like, there is no way that Adobe would create a program that is to edit audio and you cannot export it in any kind of audio file that you wish. It doesn't make sense. And the reason why is not only because that obviously doesn't make sense, it's because Adobe has never let me down. I have used so many, I went to school for graphic design. So, like, I didn't fucking finish, trust me. But, like, I went, and I had to, like, for, like, a year and a half, and I had to use so many programs, all these Adobe programs, and I have never been let down by Adobe. So, I'm like, I just don't feel like there's just, like, there has to be a way. Like, Adobe is not, no. Adobe is better than this, okay? So, we couldn't figure it out. We literally, you go to export, if you Google this, you go to export, if you have, okay, if you have one audio track, you can. If you have two, it doesn't let you. It saves it as an EXES file. I think that's what it's called. Or it's SEXE. Bitch, I have fucking whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you go to export, save as, do all these options, again, we are familiar with Adobe Lightroom, with Adobe Photoshop, and I have more. We would know, like, we know there's different types of ways to export and save files, and all across the board. So it's not like, whatever. Turns out, all you have to do is go to export. Bitch, okay, but we did that.
But it's hard to find, to be fair. Yeah. It's hard as shit to find. It's, like, hidden. It's in another tab. It's in a tab in a tab.
Yeah, like, it's not just, like...
Like, and it's at the very bottom of the thing. Like,
yeah.
What? Why isn't it?
So, what... If you Google this, if you're listening to this, and I'm going to put this on our, like, description so people can, like, whatever. If you want to have two audio tracks in addition, what you do is you go to...
You know what? I'll make a video and then, like, somehow we'll link it.
Oh, yeah, we can link it. Yeah. It's, like, two things.
I'll do that.
It's literally two things. And you're like, and the reason why we even found that out is because my Capricorn ass was like, I'm just going to fucking call Adobe right now. And that's what I fucking did. And then...
She's like, I just got off the phone with corporate.
Yeah. But, like, they're, like, literally, long story short, I got on my computer. We did computer sharing. They did it, but they even, like, the cursor on my computer was like, export, okay, that didn't work, and they would close it, and they'd be like,
everything, it went through everything we went through first.
Like, I literally think, like, 10, like, slowly, at, like, more people started coming, hovering over, like, John's computer to, like, help him figure this out. Like, I feel like there was, like, 20 Adobe customer service people, like, and then finally Kevin was like,
yeah,
guys, move out of the way, I know how to do this, and he came and did it, like,
Kevin did it.
He figured it out. Yeah. So yeah, it's just been like a thing because you got it done. You edited in how long? Like, how long did it take you to actually edit it after you got Audition? Like,
it only took me a night. I feel like not even a full night. Yeah,
it's easy. Like, it's once easy. You got like that's why it's been
anyway. We went through that. since the last time we were here.
Yeah. So. Oh, I broke up with my boyfriend.
I was going to say life updates.
Yeah, so I broke up with my boyfriend, and I'm pretty open on social media. I don't really post, like, in detail things because it's my, okay, like, other people's stories are what makes mine, what makes, like, our stories. So I feel like oversharing affects other people.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it is my life, I have the right.
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're made up of all these relationships that we have, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to, like, talk about something that is mine to share, but it's going to hurt someone that I have no intentions of hurting. So, but I did post on social media. Me and my boyfriend broke up. It's literally, breakups aren't always negative things. Like, they suck, but sometimes it's just pure incompatibility. There's no cheating or something bad happened, or like, it's just we met and we liked each other a whole lot and we were really excited about it, and you know, it's new, it's fun, dated for a couple months and found that like, we're not each other's people, and it's not a bad thing.
I know, I just really liked him.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk him up all day long because I don't have anything bad to say about him. It's just, he's just not for me. You know, that's all. And I'm not for him. So, but it does kind of, like, to the outside world, they see us really happy, then they see us over. Kind of like, I think it's kind of like how we see, like Miley and Liam.
I can't talk about it.
I know. We can't talk about it. That one hurts. Not our own heartbreaks, their heartbreaks. We just see them as, they love each other, wow, and then it's over, and, like, to us, it's like, they were just doing so good.
We don't really know anything. Like, we know nothing.
Yeah, we don't know shit. You don't know shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know if he fucking yelled at her for leaving the can opener on the counter. Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, like, okay, if we're gonna pin them to, like, the stereotypical Sagittarius Capricorn.
Yeah, only their sun signs, too.
He tried to control her. And she was like, no, you're fucking not. And that's it. That was the end of it.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Like, yeah, but we don't know how woke they are, you know?
Yeah, we don't. We don't know them.
We don't know them. And I think it's, like, insane to think that we do. Like, or people to think that they do.
Yeah. I just loved, like, Oliver's awake.
Okay, here, let's end it.
So, yeah, okay. I can't end it. I'm on the spot.
I can't. We don't know how to end this. We don't know how. Okay. We don't know how to end this. We don't have to end it. Do we? No, bitch. We don't have to do shit we don't want to do. Boom. That was it right there.